There are extra concerns this year since St. Paddy's falls on a Saturday, says Janet Nodorf of the DOT. The campaign features announcements reminding motorists that even buzz driving is drunk driving.
What we're trying to say is you don't have to be legally drunk at the .08 to be buzzed. So even if you have one or two drinks, depending on your weight, what you've had to eat, you could still be buzzed and driving, and we don't want to see that.
She says 60% of all traffic fatalities over St. Patrick's Day in 2005 involved drivers who were legally drunk. John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.